An Irish CEO of a company, InHand Guides, has just landed a load of dosh. In other words, it's actually got a load of funding. Now, €400,000 is in the public domain. Trevor Winkworth, your CEO, what are you going to do with all that money?
It's a nice problem, but we don't quite have all the money, yes, but it's already in and it's been spent. And the first thing I'm glad to say is we started a graduate out of CIT working this week. Shane Spillan has joined us as marketing and sales executive. I've already put the poor guy to work. He's locked up in a room in the Rubicon and CIT now, and he's not going to be let out for a number of years.
And a one-person think tank?
That's it. And shortly, in about a month's time, I'm also taking on a second graduate out of CIT using JobsBridge, because we'd agreed to this before the funding came through.
Jobs what?
JobsBridge. So it's like an internship where we train somebody up and then we take them on as a full-time employee. It's the government initiative. It has its faults, but we won't get into that now. And we're already spending money on research and projects in CIT. We spend probably of our €80,000 a year in CIT on product development. So we're in the situation of both selling product and constantly redeveloping it. For our alliance partner, in particular Audio Kinexis, who we're working very closely with now, because we have development plans and clients all the way out to 2014, but we have to deliver the product.
And just to go back on those, so one, you've got this person who you're locking up in a room in order to clarify your, I presume, to produce a proper marketing plan for you.
Not quite, no. What Shane will do is take away, I do everything, which is wrong. So Shane will handle...
CEO stands for Chief Everything Officer.
All right, that explains it.
Chief Everything Officer, yeah, go on.
I'm a C, big EO. What Shane is doing is, on the sales and marketing side, he will handle most of the sales and marketing and the Irish market once I have him obviously supported and once I sort of release the chains a little bit. So Shane will be taking over all of the Irish market for me, because, you know, I'm driving, collecting stuff, I'm seeing clients in Dublin, and then the following week I'm in China, and then I'm in the States, and then back to see somebody in Dublin. And
we know Valley is in Brussels.
Valley's in Brussels on customer service logistics. So the Shane and the other person who I don't want to announce yet in November will begin to really run the Irish operation. And even in Ireland, 90% of our potential clients have still not, either they don't know about us, or if they do, they don't realise what the product can do. It can raise revenue for if you're a tourist site, it makes you money in this day and age. That's not a bad idea. So they'll expand the market in Ireland, and they're also going to support our UK alliance partner, Fox Kalamatsky Crossing.
Can you say that again? Fox?
FKC is easier.
FKC. Right.
And Shane actually is on a plane to London next week to meet the arts director of FKC to begin to help him as well and begin to chase up potential clients in the UK.
So that you can build on the things like, for example, Blackpool Tower?
Exactly, Blackpool Tower. For example, I put an ad in a UK heritage magazine in September, and I already have 10 museums in the UK looking for samples, looking for pricing, and looking at how they might develop a product for next year. And while I've answered all those 10, you just can't leave things with a delay. So Shane will be, if you like, following up with them much more robustly than I can, and then I can drop over and do a tour or two of them. We've one of them, which is the interesting, is the North Yorkshire Railway Museum, which, and I recognise straight away, you have seen in all the Harry Potter movies.
Aha!
The train in the Harry Potter movies was their train.
Wow!
Now they have 400,000 visitors a year. And even getting to North Yorkshire is a hell of a problem from Cork, I can tell you.
Oh, wonderful. So look, this, to me, what comes to me immediately, though, is the funding that you've got in comparison with the potential that you're sitting on, you know. If you get that degree of interest, and even to convert you know, half of those in. And I don't know what your track record in terms of converting from the point of view of somebody being interested is. But, I mean, you are actually going to need more funding. You actually need to get more people working for you.
We
haven't got enough.
No, we need about another quarter of a million to get us up to 2014.
Right.
And in 2014, if all goes to plan, we'll need a lot more and a lot more people.
Yeah, because...
But we have to walk. We're now walking, we're not running.
Well, I know of a... I was talking to somebody this morning about this, that you can... One of the greatest mistakes anybody can ever make is... have a success in one locality and decide on the basis of that one success you're going to open 5 new restaurants immediately.
And right. It doesn't work. No. So we convert about 1 in 3 of our sales, but I know 95% of the people out there don't know about our product, or they don't believe they can do what they can put audio into tourism because they think it's too expensive.
If somebody's listening to you saying that now and they have an impulse to help in hand guides, just supposing they have an impulse to help, can you give a couple of hints about what you'd actually like them to do? Now, here's an opportunity. Yeah. Somebody listens to this audio between us, this conversation, right, and says, God, I'd like to help in-hand guides, right? And okay, one hand, they you might say, well, put your hand in your pocket and give us the 750,000. But supposing they weren't able to do that.
No.
What else could they do to help
the main help we need is really getting the word out there. Because I have a number of very helpful people in the States who open up all sorts of doors for us, and at the moment we're working on 3 or 4 very big projects in the States, which actually came through people doing exactly that. They said, oh, that's interesting, let me open a door, because if a door is opened and eventually things fall into place, we're going to look after that person. So it might be an informal relationship, but I would never not look after whoever it was, because that's how you do, you know, you should do business. Because our main problem is getting the word out there. That 90%
of people. Now, to what kind of people would you most like to get the word out to? Is there a phone call coming in? Do we have?
No, we're fine. We're fine.
Just you know, I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this. I'm just wondering.
It might be if you're talking of tourism. If it's going to be sort of. It's really people who are maybe non-executive board members who are sitting in on things and sort of say we should be looking at this. You know, it may be people. I've had tip-offs only this week about a new museum in Washington in 2014 through a friend of a friend who actually is advising the board and has now got the permission to send artwork and audio over to us because we're creating a sample which he'll bring to the board in Washington, and he'll say, this is the sort of thing we should be doing.
I love the Guggenheim, right? I'm absolutely mad about Guggenheim in Bilbao, right? I've just thought of this, right? If somebody listens to this and happens to know the board of the Guggenheim, would you like them to
That's the sort of
open
thing.
A door?
Or if it's somebody involved who says this should be... Our product suits indoors and outdoors. So it's really that level where people come to us and say, oh, they just open the door and say, what are you up to? Let me know all about it and let me take it somewhere. And we do have friends around the world who do that, and we appreciate it and we look after them.
Well,
it's a bit vague, but it's a difficult...
No, that's just... Look, I think the implied message, the message is totally clear. I can tell you, listening to you. Look, it's clear. You're a company. You've got terrific potential, I think. You've got a certain amount of financial resources, right? Like every other company, you are working within restrictions and boundaries, right? The worst thing you could probably do is be given, you know, 5 million of an investment.
Oh yeah, I've already said it. If tomorrow morning somebody gave me 5 million, I'd actually turn it down, simply because I wouldn't know how to spend it today. I'd know how to spend it in 12 months' time.
Put it in the bank. Let it earn interest for you. Don't touch it. Right, right. Even put boundaries around it, but take the 5 million.
Okay, right.
Okay, Trevor Winkworth. Thank you very much.